Welcome to today's deep dive. In the last 10 years, murders in South Africa's Western Cape have surged by like over 42%.
Yeah, it is a staggering number. But if you look at the region's 2025 to 2030 Police Oversight and Community Safety Strategic Plan, which we are unpacking today, you see, it is not just the usual let's hire more cops proposal.
Right. It is actually this fascinating roadmap for dismantling an entire shadow economy. So we want to show you exactly what the government is up against here and how they plan to build resilience in, a really incredibly complex region.
Exactly. And to grasp the scale of this, you have to see where the violence is actually happening. That 42% spike is not just spread out everywhere evenly,
It is super concentrated here.
highly concentrated, mostly in specific precincts on the Cape Flats, so places like Delft and Yonga.
I kind of think of the local economy there like a fragile power grid, because you have this massive youth unemployment crisis where over 35% of young people are what the data calls NEET.
Right, not in employment, education, or training.
Exactly. So those youths are like massive voltage drops, creating dark spots in the grid. And then organized crime just swoops in like a parasitic generator, plugging into those dark spots to supply its own twisted structure.
And the documents trace those dark spots back to some really deep historical roots, specifically the Dopbuk system.
Wait, what is the DOPF system?
It was this apartheid-era practice where farm workers were literally paid in cheap wine instead of actual wages.
Oh, wow. That is awful. Just paid in wine.
Yes. And it engineered this generational cycle of addiction and conflict that the province is honestly still actively trying to break. I mean, when legitimate economic opportunities vanish, the illegal economy structurally replaces the real one.
Because these youths shut out of the formal economy do not just sit around, they get absorbed into the illegal structure. Which leads us to the extortion part of this plan that I found really interesting.
Yeah, the shadow economy extortion is huge right now.
Right. But I usually picture extortion as a mob movie trope,
Yeah.
like syndicates shaking down downtown nightclubs. How does a syndicate extort a public commuter bus or like a small corner spaza shop?
Well, local taxi operators are basically forced to pay daily protection fees just to safely run their routes. So what happens is they have to hike up passenger fares to cover that massive loss.
So the everyday commuter ends up paying the mafia tax, essentially.
Exactly. It drains wealth from communities that are already impoverished. And this shadow economy goes largely unreported because both the criminal and the victim feel it is safer to just hide the transaction.
Which pushes those transport operators into severe financial distress. And for anyone listening who lives outside the Cape, this is really a masterclass in how modern cities have to fight organized crime.
But you cannot just throw patrol cars at an invisible protection racket. Standard policing just does not work against a hidden economy.
So what do they do instead?
The provincial commissioner established a specialized extortion task team. They are designed specifically to follow the money, investigate the coercion, and dismantle these networks from the inside out.
Okay, so that is the reaction part. But moving away from just reacting to crime means building a resilient ecosystem. The plan puts a massive emphasis on community empowerment, right?
Massive. They have this goal to officially accredit 1,000 neighborhood watch structures by 2030.
I was wondering about that. How does a government accreditation actually empower a group of civilian volunteers on the ground?
Well, it is not just a piece of paper. It provides legal standardized training and critical resources. We are talking two-way radios, high visibility gear, things like that.
So it transforms an informal citizen patrol into recognized, equipped first responders.
Exactly. And they are pairing that localized manpower with new tech. They are deploying rural canine units and launching a brand new provincial safety coordination and intelligence center.
And instead of just logging arrest reports, I read that Intelligence Center is actually mapping the spatial layouts of informal settlement.
Yeah, to predict crime hotspots and deploy safety resources before things even escalate. It is a total recognition that true safety requires more than just visible policing.
Right, it demands social resilience and economic opportunity.
And rebuilding community trust from the ground up.
But there is this subtle, critical variable buried in the report that could totally upend all of this. Climate change.
Oh, yeah, the environmental factor.
Exactly. The province is seeing an increase in severe floods, fires, and droughts. That creates environmental refugees who migrate straight to economic hubs, just seeking survival.
That is going to be a huge stress test.
With people moving to escape climate impacts, how will this impending population influx test the limits of the Western Cape's newly designed community safety net? Like, will building resilience against today's shadow economy be enough to handle tomorrow's climate crisis? Just something for you to ponder long after we wrap up today's deep dive.